In today's gospel, Jesus foresees the future of his disciples. He sees scenes of fierce opposition. And he says this opposition must and will happen. But we are not to be afraid, not even worry about how we are to defend ourselves. Just entrust yourself over to God's presence, and you will know what to say and how to act in the midst of opposition. There's another scene in Luke's gospel that I think helps us understand what Jesus is saying here. It's the scene where Jesus tells his disciples they must forgive whoever wrongs them. Even if they wrong you 7 times in a day, you must forgive them. Now, the disciples are stunned. Jesus' teaching contradicts not only the way things are, but also the way they think things should be. So they ask for help to increase their faith. Having a bigger faith, they think, that will enable them to forgive as Jesus wants them to forgive. But Jesus contradicts them. It's not a matter of bigger faith. Size isn't the issue here. Even a little faith, the size of a tiny mustard seed, can do great things. Jesus is telling them, he's telling us, to become forgiving, we have to learn another aspect of faith. It's a faith that allows us to become little and to appear weak even to those we are forgiving. It's a faith that doesn't allow intended snubs and the little cruelties we practice on each other, doesn't allow these to get in the way of our root connection to each other. Growth in this kind of faith means not letting even bigger hurts to get in the way of our root connection to each other. For Jesus, becoming forgiving suits us. It suits us because we have been made for mercy. We've been hardwired for mercy, made to receive God's mercy, and made to give that mercy further. That's our life project. It's not our having things which should guide our life choices. It's letting ourselves go. Letting ourselves go in the love that connects us to one another, the love that connects us to everyone. That movement of love is God's own movement of mercy within us. To rely on God, to have faith in God, is to rely on that movement of loving mercy within us. Letting ourselves go into that love is letting God act in our lives. As disciples of Jesus, we say to the powerful of this world, the powerful so intent on holding on to their stuff, we say to them, we rely on mercy. We rely on the weakness and on the messiness of mercy. Also, as citizens, we will not seal ourselves off from one another. We will not prefer partisan purity to our rooted connection to one another. And as church, we will not seek to become the club of the strong and righteous, whether understood liberally or conservatively. Rather, as disciples of Jesus, we will seek to be patient love, full of mercy and goodness, among all and for all. We will do all this because we are rooted in one another. As that church, we gather for Eucharist. We will let Jesus' words take on flesh in our lives, with him, through him, and in him. We say to our world, this is my body for you. This is my lifeblood poured out for you. And all this for the forgiveness of sins.